In last week's parsha, yesterday in Bechukosai, the Torah writes a lot of klolos. No, take it off. I make a lot of noise. Thank you. You can drink it. a lot of klolos. And if you count up the psukim, in contrast, it's a little funny if you look at it as opposed to the brachos. You know, when things are good, so it's got a few psukim. But when things are really bad, it's a lot. It's a little bit of an awkward contrast. Another, issue, if you went through Shnai Mikra, even if you just did it once, you'll notice it also. The whole end of the Parsha is a little awkward. It's very awkward. If I was writing it, you write the things are great, it's going to bruch us, things are bad, clawless, and just end off and say, by the way, so get it right, guys. Stick with the bracha thing. But the whole end of the parsha, many, many psukim, starts talking about erichin, the worth, if a person pledges, his erich. And then it talks about ma'aser sheni, it talks about ma'aser behema, and that's how it ends. It's like, it's a little anticlimactic, and it's also a little bit out of place. And the Rishonim all deal with that, but just on a simple level, it seems a little out of place. I want to read for you a Gemara. Baba Basan, Daf Chaf Aleph. The Gemara praises Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla. It says, Rabbi Yeshua ben Gamla, Amr Yehuda, Amr Rav, Barim Zocher Oysa Ish Latoyv, Yeshua ben Gamla Shmoy, Shil Molei Hu Nishtachach Torah Mi'Yisrael. So sound a little bit familiar, what you heard a little bit about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Certain words we'll see are very, very similar. Storyline is very similar. Shil Molei Hu, if not for him, Nishkach Torah Mi'Yisrael Chas V'Shalom. Shil Betchila, what used to be. Now, Rabbi Shua ben Gamliel was a Kohen Gadol that lived during Bais Sheni, just to get the timeline, what was going on. What used to be, Betchila, Mishish Lo Av Malam Do Torah. Whoever had a father who knew how to learn. So the father would teach the kid Torah. Mishain Lo Av, Lo Yeh Lomad. My darsh, what was the drusha that they used to do? V'limadatem oisam. And they learned v'limadatem atem. That you, it was direct you. So he said, iskinu, he said, no. It's not just you, dad, that teaches your kids. But iskinu, shumoshivim melambe tinogis b'yushalayim. In Yushalayim, there should be a yeshiva of some sort to teach. My darsh, why in Yushalayim? The pasuk says, from Tzion, from Yerushalayim, will come out Torah. We'll see why in Mitzvah Shem soon. So whoever had a father, they would pay for the ticket to get to Yerushalayim. So that person would learn. He wouldn't be able to learn. Hiskinu, Shimoshivim b'chol plachu plach. Every city, or every area. Machnis and his son, they used to bring them at a higher age, to Ben Tezayin, at 16 or 17 years old. Mishai Yerabo Koyes Alav, the Rebbe would give him a dirty look, get angry, and the kid would be like, what? I'm out. Mabit. Mabit boy, he would kick his Rebbe. I don't know what that means. Yeah, bring it on, man. I'll take it. Come on. Never mind. Okay. V'yatsa, Achba Yeshua ben Gamla. What about Yeshua ben Gamla? That's what he said to do. Teach at a younger age and make it a very, very small, every little town, every little area should have their own place that you could teach the kids Torah. And that saved Klal Yisrael, Tosis over here says, Kimitzian Teitze Torah. What's pshat? The fish are Roya Kedusha Gedoyla. Why from Yerushalayim did Torah come out? Because if a person who went to Yerushalayim, well, what happened was he would see a Kedusha Gedoyla, but Kainim Oiskim Ba'avoidas Hashem, the Avoida in the Beis Hamikdash of the Karbonos. Haimachavan Libo Yoiser, the Yerushalayim, and a person would see, it's brought down in Chazal, they would see the Ten Nisim that would always happen every single day in the Beis Hamikdash. And a person, he would just open, his mind would just open. In Torah, so can we see in Teitzei Torah? Yerushalayim, v'lumot Torah gedosh b'sifri. And listen to this Sifri. The Sifri says, Drushin, the Pasuk by Maisa Sheni. Mantilma the Yiro. What does that mean? Says the Medrash. Gadol Maisa Sheni Shimevi the day Talmud. Maisa Sheni is greater than anything else because it brings to the limit of Torah. The Fishayu Oimid Bushalayim Achiyoichal Maisa Sheni Shaloi. Person had to bring, everybody knows, you take off Maisa Sheni. Which years do you take Maisa Sheni? The first, second, skip number three because it's Maisa Oni, fourth and fifth. Okay, the first, second, fourth, and fifth year, you take Maisa Sheni to Yerushalayim. Gamhu mechaven the yira, you know, Yerushalayim, but Isaac Batar. So too. I want to read you a chinuch in this week's parsha. Chinuch says the following. Mishai Shei Amitzi is talking about Maiser Behema, and he's talking about Maiser Sheni. Maiser Behema, some of us saw the sugyas. Maiser Behema, when you have a big corral of animals, you know, you could have a few hundred animals in there, you know, of that year, the new crop, you know, and you can make a very small exit out of the corral, and every tenth animal you mark it, and a little paint or whatever. And you bring that as a carbon. It's yours. That's carbon. It's for the Bailim. And you eat it in Yerushalayim. Mishai Shei Mitzvah. Bachar Ba'am Yisrael V'chobetz L'man Tzidko L'yos Kulam Oizki B'toiro V'yodei Shmai. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave a mitzvah called Maiser Behema because he wants every single person to have this feeling of being, I want to be Oizek and Torah, and to know, to understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Because the reality of life is that a person, he goes after the gashmias. And you're not going to learn a lot of Torah in your life. I'm skipping a few words just to make it smoother. If you're going to choose where to live in life, you're going to choose where the good business is, where it's more convenient for me in life. When a person's got to bring his Maiser Behema, kol shana v'shana, b'makom she'asak ha'chachma v'atayra sham, v'yushalayim, where people are mamish, sitting and learning Torah, doing Avodas Hashem, v'sham Sanhedrin, yodei dasam v'bein meda, k'mo k'enala v'sham, Maiser Sheni, of your tefuah. And all four of those years that we talked about, k'mo she'yadua she'maiser sheni, nechal in Yushalayim. After Orla, the fourth year, you have to bring that also to Yerushalayim. Either you're going to go, or Yishlach L'Sham Echad Mibanov, one of your children you're going to send there. Shilmad Sham B'Yinizayin Me'Ois in Paris. You're going to have plenty of food to eat. You're going to have plenty of animals to eat. And you'll go there, and either you'll sit and learn Torah, or your kids will sit and learn Torah. U'mitarkach, what's going to happen? There will be, he says, b'kol bayis u'bayis, b'kol klal Yisrael. There will be a Talmud Chacham. There will be somebody, either the father or the brother or somebody. There will be the son. Someone will be a Talmud Chacham. And they'll be able to come back. Sh'yilma b'chacham aso, kol bayis aviv. U'v'chein, timale aretz, das Hashem. It used to be that every house had Torah. And everybody understood Yerushalayim. Everybody. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted. That's why he gave them mitzvahs. As kulam, anoshim, v'noshim, v'yiladim, musarim, v'oindim, v'lo yimotzi b'neim, shum, d'varchet, v'ovoin. B'zman Maisa Sheni, and Maisa Behema, there was no sin in the house. None. Nobody did anything wrong. They had such clarity from that one person that went to Yerushalayim to learn Torah while he was eating his food, his behemas, and his Maaser Sheni. There was no v'lo yimtza b'neihem shum davar chet v'avoin. V'yizku l'masha kosov v'nasati mishkani b'seichichem v'yisem li la'am v'anochi ya yalechem l'elukim. That mamash, the Shechina will be with you, and mamash, everything's going to be amazing. See, it's all nice. You know, you had Rabbi Shu ben Gamla, the second base of Mikdash. you had Maisa Sheni, and you had Maisa Behema, and it was every house. There was Torah. Every house had clarity. We don't have that. We don't have that. Why am I bringing that Gemara over there? I could have just brought this, because it's very similar to Gemaras with Reb Shimon. It's very, very similar. And I want to bring out a certain point for us, because we made a really, really, really big deal. You guys in America, you used to like going to North Woodmere Park on like Boomer and playing baseball. You know what I mean? Like, that was your idea, like a barbecue maybe. And even your barbecue was wimpy compared to your Super Bowl barbecues that you used to have, or, So Lag BaOmer was like, hey, let's see if there's a rainbow, maybe. I don't know. Just if you're tripping, that's my drug reference, then that'd be great. But this was all Bizman Beis HaMikdash. And like Rav Gav taught us the last week or 2 weeks ago, Rachmana Litzlan. Anybody remember what Rachmana Litzlan meant? Kadosh Baruch Hu should save us, right? We don't have Beis HaMikdash. We don't have this. But we have Lag BaOmer. We have Lag BaOmer. It used to be that you went to the streets of Yerushalayim and you just felt Kedusha. Nowadays, you go to the streets of Yerushalayim. Lo aleinu, I don't want to say. It used to be everything was mamish kodshim. Mamish kodshim. Now, you have to check endless amounts of time to find something kosher. I want to say a new pshat. The Gemara over here says, Kimitzian teitzei Torah. Taisus brings down. Kimitzian meant, Tzian means Yerushalayim, the Beis HaMikdash. I want to say a different pshat. Everyone calls it the Tzian of the Rashbi. Tzian of Shimon Bar Yochai. The Tzian, what's a Tzian? Tzian just means a marked place. A Tzion, even on a test, is the mark. It's called, it's a marked test. A marked place. That's what a Tzian is. Kimitzian Tzian Torah. Why? In Eretz Yisrael, why is this? I mean, it's crazy. 110 degrees and you still have just the same amount of people, going up. What is that? What is that? On Chanukah, you light one little candle, one little flame. And on Chanukah, it's Nahalacha, Ner Yishu Beisai. Anybody know what that means? Ner, one candle, Yishu Beisai, for his whole house. That's it. One little flame. And even though it's for Prisumei Nisa, it's to show to the people the Nes. But Lamaisa, it's a very tzanua dika thing. Very small little light. People see it, very nice. But it's just, it's Ner Yishu Beiso. It's a little tzanias thing. And Lag BaOmer, it's a pella. It's a pella. You have these rebbes. I went to two. I went to Dushinsky, and I went to Rav Yaakov Meir, by Zupnik, right? Over there, it's Zupnik. And it was crazy. And it's this huge fire, and this crazy music. they all store up the same music. When they go up to light, it's more powerful. It's more feeling than like them going up with the Olympic torch, and like it's unbelievable. And these are people that they have no shaykhis. They sit and learn and they do avodas Hashem. And what's the pshat? This bouncing. Just, I love the way the Hasidim bounce. You know what I mean? And some of them are festa guys and they mamas can bounce anyway. Like it's unbelievable. Watch out, unless you're Dovey, and you're okay, What's the pshat? Well, what is that? So I think that's the yisod. I really think that's the yisod, and why Lag BaOmer is such a big deal, and why the fires, They even say the Chabad v'Bshimin, you know? Right? I forgot the Nusach. Chabad, the Tana Laka, you know, v'Bshimin Bar Yochai, you know? Like, what's Pshat? You're doing the Chabad hymn. Well, what were you lighting this huge fire and all this music? What's the Pshat? What's the Pshat? Because you want to know, in our generation, since Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Pshu Ben Gamla was during the Beis HaMikdash. Pshim Bar Yochai was right after Chorban Beis HaMikdash. You want to know, L'Dorei Doris, how you're going to keep the fire alive? You know how? You know? Jump in! Jump into the fire! There's got to be a huge fire that you know how big this thing is, you know how loud this is, you know how awesome this is, and go! Here it is. Jump in. You want a shaychus, the Torah and mitzvahs, you want a connection, you want kol bayis u'bayis, that your house knows Das Hashem, you want to know? You have a really big fire in your house. You have a lot of loud, bouncing Yiddishkeit in your house. That's it. And in your life. You have a choice. You can either decide to maybe have no Torah in your life, or you could decide this huge fire. And there is no in between. And I, if you don't like what I'm about to say, too bad. You have a choice. And a person's got to be honest with himself. Am I going to jump into this fire of Torah and mitzvahs, or am I not? Because there is nothing in this world around you that is going to save you. Nothing. There's nothing. Last Motzi Shabbos it was, yeah? Or 2 weeks ago, whatever it was. When was it? Last week? Last Motzi Shabbos? What, 2 weeks ago? The Eurovision? It's 2 weeks ago? Last week. Last Motzi Shabbos. You know, they hyped up this whole Eurovision. You know, this like amazing Eurovision. Well, I thought to myself, you know, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, before Lag Boimer, you know, all the music and the Eurovision. And there's like this massive contrast. You take that hevel, that empty nothing of Chil Shabbos and of just nothing of Eurovision, or you could take Rebbe Shimon. And guess what? It rhymes. You can take Eurovision or you can take Rebbe Shimon. And if you think that's a joke, it's not. In your life, you're going to have to make a decision, because it's going to affect now. It's going to affect who you marry. It's going to affect the type of home that you have, what your children are going to be like, what type of school you're going to send your children to. And you have a decision to make. Am I going to jump into the fire of Torah and mitzvahs and consume myself with that, on my level, obviously, or am I? And then guess what happens? Slowly, you just, okay, it was nice, and you walk away. That's all. You could have a nice year, 2 years in yeshiva. Maybe they'll be nice. And then you're left with nothing. What's pshat in the brachas and the klalas? What's pshat? The brachas of zarichas in the klalas. And the brachas are small. The Torah has to tell you what happens if you're not in b'chukasai telechu. To let you know, listen, if you're not Alma b'Torah, and you're not, if you don't take on yourself the yoke, the ol of Torah and mitzvahs, let me tell you what life is going to look like. And it describes it very thoroughly and scarily, because there's a reality of walking away from Hashem that until you do it and you experience that, chas v'shalom, you won't know. So the Torah goes at great length to explain it to you. But you do not need to describe the beauty of a fire and the power of a fire. You don't need to. You just say, Imbuchusai Telechu, you'll have brachas. Now it says a little bit. But Kirvat Hashem, the source of all toiv, you have to describe. You know that if you're you know, you're tight with the boss, so you're good. I have to tell you what good is, it'll be good. If you're not tight with the boss and you walk away, let me tell you what's going to happen. Let me just describe to you very clearly what not being amal b'Torah is, you will be nimas by it. It will be disgusting to you. You will not want it part of your house, and when your children don't have Torah in their lives, you'll be okay with that, because you also don't like Torah. Because either you jump into Torah and Torah is your life, or it's not. You don't care. That's all. And it's the Torah says it's disgusting to you. But when you're karuv to Hashem, what does David HaMelech say? Toiv li Torah spicha me'alfa izav b'kesef. Kirv al Hashem li toiv. That's all he says. It's just good. You have to describe to somebody what good is? It's good. I'm going to tell you a chiddush. There's no way I made this up. I must have heard it many years ago. The first part I've for sure heard many, many times already. But this tzushtel, this connection, I must have heard many years ago because it's too pashut. How many days in Sefiras Yomim altogether? 49. 49 days. In Gematria, they say, if you work on Sefiras Yomim correctly, you have a lev toiv. Lev is lamed beis, toiv is 17, 32 and 17, hey! Joking. 32 and 17 is 49, then you get to Shavuos. If you work on your lev toiv, if you work on lev toiv, you're ready, you're mucham for Shavuos, you need this and different things. Okay. That means, before Lag BaOmer, there's how many days? Lamed Beis. So before, that's a lev. It's a human being's got a heart, he's not a rock. You know? We ask Hashem to change our lev Evan to lev Basar. You know, so now you have a lev. But then Reb Shimon Bar Yochai walks in. Okay? Then Lag BaOmer happens. And from Lag BaOmer on, you have toiv. You've got good. And kirvul Hashem li toiv, toiv li Torah spicha me'alfa izav b'kesef. And if you grab on to that toiv, Torah is good. I want Torah in my life. I want Torah in my life. Somebody tells me, what are you doing on Lag BaOmer? So I says, I'm going to this and this beach, Lag BaOmer. After, he has a vacation, you know, it's off, so he's going to go Wednesday night. He'll go to, I don't know, the rest of the day, he'll go to the beach, he'll go. So what am I doing? Oh, I'll be in Jiva. I would have been here in the afternoon. You guys went off. Okay, noon. Baruch Hashem. You know, you went for good reasons. Learn Torah. Learn Torah. If you realize from Reb Shimon that it's toiv, like the Mashkiach said, like Reb Gamliel Rabinovich, it's Torah. It's a fire that I can have a shaychus to. It's toiv. My life will be toiv. Yes. Yeah, I gotta go do Torah. Yeah, I have to implement it and make it part and parcel of my life. Yeah, that's true. But it's Toiv. Erechin, we'll end with this. Erechin at the end of the Parsha, what's Pshat? It's over there. So the Balaturim says a Pshat. Kli Yoker is Mazbe the Balaturim. That after all the Klolos, whenever things happen to Klal Yisrael or a person in his life, he starts making nedarim and he starts promising he'll give this amount of money and that amount of money. And the Kli Yoker rips. He brings different gemaras and he says, yeah, but do you stick to it? Or only when the tzaris are there? Only the tzaris, the Baal Turim Ki Yadua, Kuf Mem Gimel, Klalos and Brachos and whatever. He goes Barichas, but they stick to it. So they say that you should stick to your Kabbalahs and Mamish. Be Makadish yourself. Okay. Actually, you could say Pshat based on what we just said. That what's Erechin? There's two things. Erechin, there's a thing called Dmei Hashuk, where I'm worth on the market. So if I play ball like LeBron, so I'm worth a lot more money than if I'm the water boy. You know what I mean? Because I just push it, I get more money. That's not Erechin. Erechin is an inherent value to a Jew. Every Jew from the age of 20 till every below the age of 20 down, they're worth a certain amount. They're all set. And men are worth a certain amount. Women are some worth amount. Old people and young people, they're all worth a certain amount. It's Erechin is set. You know why? Because every Yid has an neshama. Elokai neshama shana satabi tahiri. And based on his stage in life and what his job is in life, you know, be'etzem, in the eyes of Hashem, we're all set. We have that neshama. And we're precious. And we have a worth. And every person has a worth. And every person can make the decision that Elokai Neshama Shana Satabi Tahurihi, and I'm going to utilize that. I'm going to ignite my neshama with Torah and mitzvahs. What's pshat ma'isa behema? And ma'isa sheni at the end of the parsha, mamash, all the way at the end. Like the chinuch says. It's a lesson that if you want bracha, if you want bracha, if you want to instill in your life, in b'chukosai teilechu, I want to be karev to Hashem, then you've got to do, like the chinuch says, set up in your life. Hashem did it, Bisman Beis HaMikdash. It was set up that you can go to Yerushalayim, or you send one of the children to Yerushalayim and he comes back, or you come back and you teach the home, and there's not one chet, there's not one oven. It's just Yerushalayim. That's all I have in my house. I just have Yerushalayim in my house. We don't have that set up, so guess what we have to do? And that's how you end Sefer Vayikra. It's up to you to set up in your life that there's nothing in my life besides for Ratzon of Hashem. And that doesn't mean you can't have fun. It doesn't mean you can't have a job. It doesn't mean any of those things. You have all of them. They all obviously had jobs and had lives because they had animals. They had produce to bring up to Yerushalayim. They all had it. They had it. You can have everything you need in life to feel accomplished, to feel good, to feel satiated. But there's nothing in my life besides Torah and Mitzvahs. Everything is one directional. What does Hashem want? And that's up to me. We're in Yerushalayim. We're near the Beis HaMikdash. We're in a yeshiva. Now it's just up to you to make the decision that I want to jump in and I want to be consumed by the Eshev Torah.